Alrighty, what's on today at the Olympic Games in Tokyo? The men's golf, in fact, is on right now, so it's making its Olympic debut. So it's individual stroke play. Mark Leishman is out on course and Cameron Smith will be joining him very soon. The Women's Rugby Sevens tournament begins today, so the men have done their bit. Now the Women's Sevens teams will step out. The Aussies starting with a match against host nation Japan. And in the pool, five finals on day six of competition, featuring Kyle Chalmers in the 100 freestyle. Zach Stubbelty-Cook is a huge chance of gold in the men's 200 breaststroke, and our women's 4x200 metres freestyle relay team is almost unbackable. So this could be Ariane Titmus's third gold medal of these games today. Just stop and think about that for a sec. She could be a triple Olympic gold medalist by lunchtime this afternoon in her first Olympic Games at the age of 20. And with the 800 metres freestyle still to come, she could leave these games with an incredible four gold medals. We could leave the pool today with three. The 4x2, I'd say lock it in. Zach Stubbelty-Cook, possibly. And Kyle Chalmers in the 100 freestyle is a big maybe. It's a beautiful head-to-head matchup, and Maggie will take us through. He knows what it's all about in the 100 free at the highest level. Our full day six coverage begins at 10. But first, let's hook into some footy with Scotty Sattler.
Time for the game plan.
With Sports Day New South Wales co-host Scott Sattler. Morning to you, Sats.
Hello, Matty, and I saw a great, I think I sent it through to you, didn't I? A great image of you back in 1994. You looked about 12 years of age on, I think it was Channel 10 back then.
It was. Now, what did that pop up in? I've been so deep in Olympic.
It was on the Ricky Stewart documentary, which was on Fox Sports on Monday night. A really good documentary and insight into Ricky's coaching, his life, and his career as well. And it was after the 94 Grand Final that you were... it was very, very entertaining.
So it must be a really good doco if all you took out of it was the ability to take a screenshot of my stupid haircut and send it.
I couldn't wait to freeze the screen and take a photo of it. I couldn't wait.
Oh, dear. Those were the days. You're liking the Tokyo Games, mate?
Love it. I can't get enough of the Olympics. I mean, Sports Day New South Wales, Sports Day with Badge and I, we had a lot of people that were our listeners would say, oh, I'm not quite sure about the Olympics, I'm not that hyped for it, but I can't wait for the Olympics each and every day. I get prepared about 2 or 3 months out and follow a lot of the form and a lot of the sports. And obviously I love what's going on in the pool, as we always are, really good. I'm really disappointed for Skye Nicholson, the young featherweight boxer who got beaten in the split decision last night. I thought personally myself she won the fight. But and then the rowers yesterday, I mean, our rowing program went through a bit of a lean period there after Lay Down Sally, and now we're back on top again, which is outstanding. And then we've still got the golf, as you said, to come, so many great events in Australia are great. And, the hockey, both our hockey teams are going outstanding at the moment.
Yeah, it comes and goes in waves, Sats, as you know, in sport, and especially in the Olympic arena as well. It's been interesting at the pool, for instance, to see how dominant our women have been. I was there firsthand at the trials, and I knew that this was coming, the kind of form that they were in, the team that they've built, and the times that they were doing. If they could hold it on till they got to Tokyo, you knew that this was coming. Then on the flip side, you look at the American team, for instance. They're floundering by their standards. It's a cyclical game, world sport, especially at Olympic level, and at the moment we are truly living a golden era, both in swimming and in rowing. But in terms of footy, go ahead.
In the swimming, Matty, I think what's really helped Australia as well, and I know many experts would probably prove me wrong, I'd say, with the data, but we've changed our Olympic trials to just before, 6 weeks before we leave, or 4 weeks before we leave for the Olympics. So previously, before, our swimmers have had to peak at the start of the year, and then they've had to go away and train for the Olympics, and you can only peak so often, through a phase. And we were peaking for the Olympic trials and then getting chosen for the team, then having to re-peak again for the Olympics. I feel as though that it hasn't helped us in the past, even though we've been quite successful. But now that we've changed our Olympic trials to just before we leave, we're peaking and staying peaked across that period. So, yeah, I think it's been a wise move.
Yeah, and that works for some and doesn't work for others in terms of what events you're in. The other part of that, too, is that for the first time, we actually held our Olympic trials pretty much at the same time the US were holding their trials. Yeah. So we got a very clear marker of what we were doing versus what they were doing. And if you watch Titmus in Adelaide and watch Ledecky in the trials at the same time, you're looking at two very different swimmers. I mean, Katie Ledecky was struggling over there in those trials, and Ariane was firing in ours, and that's the way that it did pan out. Mate, footy, Brandon Smith's in the news, so now we're talking about when he comes onto the market. We're talking about 2023, of course, but he will be hot property. Can you really see him moving anywhere away from Melbourne?
Yeah, you'd be apprehensive, wouldn't you? It depends what motivates him. You know, sometimes in your career, Matty, or early on in your career, it's, you know, it used to be all about winning premierships, and then you'd look for your payday sort of late in your 20s. It's sort of changed a little bit now. It's, you know, I think the landscape of rugby league has changed now, where you've got so many players that are looking to try and get as much money as they can early on in their careers, and you don't fault them for that. But Brandon now has won, you know, he's won a comp, and he's still on good money in Melbourne, but we know that if he goes on the open market that he could get a lot more. He'd be a marquee player somewhere. Do I expect him to stay at Melbourne? I don't think we see him at Melbourne. I just think he's got to move on to another neighbourhood now. I feel as though he's dominating so well at Melbourne, and it's a little bit like the Cam Smith situation. If Cam played another year, what would have happened with Harry Grant and the flow-on effect from there? I think, you know, Harry being at Melbourne, what happens to Brandon then? Does he just become a number 14 player? And he's better than that. So, no, I think we see him go to a club. And, you know, Melbourne is so great, and Penrith, and some of these clubs are so great at building depth for this competition. And he'll go into another club. And, you know, of course, the Roosters are interested in him. At one stage, we read the Bulldogs were interested in him. I'd love him to go to another club that really needs a marquee player to strengthen them and to continue strengthening the competition, those teams in the bottom half of the comp.
So Roosters, you reckon, would be... I mean, they're going to be in the fight. If they're going to chase him, they'll chase him hard.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to your coach. How well can your coach sell the team? And we know that Trent Robinson... Now, I love everything about Trent Robinson. He's first come in the comp in 2013. He's the head coach at Windsor Comp. He's just got these great values and principles in the club. I love what the Roosters stand for as a club and always have. Yeah, so... You know, when they get in front of you, you know that they very rarely miss out on their man. And that's got nothing to do with money. It's got everything to do with the way that they sell the club and sell the vision. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of clubs that are going to be up against it. They've got to be able to sell their club really, really well to a player like Brandon Smith, who'll be looking at it from a monetary point of view. Who can pay me the most amount of money? And again, like I said, you can't fault him for that.
What about Paul Vaughan officially now signing with the Bulldogs? Like I just said at the top of the show there, I mean, to me, it was a pretty smart deal. Vaughan, they get him on a cut price deal. He's got a point to prove now to continue his career in the NRL. And he's going to a club that is building, no question. And under Phil Gould in particular, won't tolerate any of the kind of stuff that you end up leaving your club for.
You know, like he says today, he says, I wish I could take my time back. I wish we could all take our time back to some parts of our life, but that's not the way it plays out. It's sometimes, you know, that your actions are the ones that, map out your future. And unfortunately, that hasn't mapped out great for Paul Vaughan. But you know, he's got to reestablish the trust in everyone and the faith that people have in him as a player. And he's a tremendous player. And unfortunately, being 30 years of age, the one-year deal was going to be the worst case scenario he's going to get. It was going to be a one-year deal. Some club is always going to pick him up, and I think they'll get really good value out of him. I love what the Bulldogs are doing with him, the signings they've made, and you know, Tevita Pangai Jr. and now Paul Vaughan, and on the back of that you got Josh Jackson and Adam Elliott, and you know, these really good players. And now the back line they're going to have is going to be a star-studded back line as well next year. So. Good move for Paul Vaughan, I think. Like you're saying, Matty, a club on the up. But for Paul Vaughan, it's about silencing critics. But just, you know, it's funny the amount of criticism that can come upon you as a player. But if you play really good rugby league and you play it in the great spirit, it's amazing how fans can sort of forgive and forget. And And he's still got time to rebuild that faith that people once had in him.
We're doing the Thursday game plan with Scotty Sattler. We'll go through round 20 and get your pick sats in just a sec. Welcome back on the text line, 0457 736 736. Mate, have a look into it, says this texter, but I'm sure golf in Rio. Yes, you're absolutely right. Golf did get a start in Rio. Justin Rose won the men's competition there in Inbee Park from South Korea, won the women's. A question from the Port Macquarie Pearl. How come USA gets four competitors in the Olympic golf? The rest of the world only gets two. Seems a little unfair. Surely it's not based on world rankings. Well, it is. Port Macquarie Pearl. So the way they decided it was the top 15 players in the world are eligible and you have a limit of four players from a given country if you're in the top 15. If you're out of the top 15, you have a maximum of two players. So it helps that the United States of America has 10, 10 of the top 15 players in the world. Therefore, they've got four at these games. We've got Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman. Scotty Sattler's on the line. Actually, Sats, we were thinking that Leishman was going to go out about 40 minutes ago, but he's yet to go out on course. So he'll be in a group starting in about 20 minutes' time by the looks of it. Mate, let's hook into round 20 of the NRL. And a lot of the other noise that's going around gets focused back to footy tonight at up in Mackay, actually. The Roosters have the Eels. So let's do your tips here. I'm looking forward to this one this evening. Fifth versus fourth on the ladder.
I just love we've got the ability to take these games out of the regional areas again. I think every club should take a game to the regional areas every season. BB Prince Stadium at Mackay is a tremendous stadium. It's a real regional stadium. But it's got a beautiful stand on the side that the cameras are on. And I think they'll probably get about maybe 6,000 people there, which will be full. And it'll be a really good atmosphere. They'll come from everywhere. I think Parramatta win the game. Yeah, the Roosters are really struggling with injuries at the moment, looking to a loan system from a couple of clubs. But Parramatta, I know a lot of people are questioning Parramatta. And without Mitchell Moses, they're not the same team. It's a little bit like if South lost Cody Walker and a little bit like Penrith losing Nathan Cleary, the influence he has on the game with his kicking game. But I still think Parramatta have got enough. I like their forward pack. I think they've got one of the best forward packs potentially in the comp. So I think they win it there. And actually, one of my favourite players of all time, Jared Waerea-Hargreaves, plays his 250th game tonight. He's been an absolute warrior.
Yeah, incredible. What about Semi Radradra winning gold for Fiji? So we've got ourselves an NRL player, former NRL player, who's now an Olympic gold medalist in the rugby sevens.
Yeah, and how good were they to watch? It's just they just play the game in the greatest spirit. You know, they've always been great at the sevens. But, yeah, seeing Semi, again, just destroy everyone. He's an amazing athlete.
Okay, tomorrow night, West Tigers v Warriors. So there's a top eight situation going on here and a bottom eight situation going on in round 20. Who are you picking between the Tigers and New Zealand?
I'm taking the West Tigers. The West Tigers have actually got a really good run home. And any player that says that they don't... We interviewed Toby Rudolph the other day. He's so refreshing. A play, so honest and raw and great personality. And he said the same thing. Any player that doesn't look at the draw moving forward is a liar because everyone looks at the draw. And the West Tigers got a really good draw. I think they beat the Warriors, who, again, have got a lot of injury concerns. So, yeah, I'll take the Tigers.
Tigers there. We've got the Broncos and the Cowboys. So, Suncorp Stadium in the second game tomorrow night.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. It's really a toss of the coin with this one here. But I just think overall, when you look at probably the last 6 or 7 weeks out of both these sides, who haven't been great, I just think the Cowboys, I just think they look a little bit more resilient than what the Broncos are.
What about Rockhampton? Now, there's a good venue for a game of footy, mate. You'd be loving this one on Saturday afternoon. Dragons v Rabbitohs.
Brown Park. And what a game for Rockhampton to get as well. They love their rugby league. And there's a real threat up there for rugby league from some of the cross-coast sports as well. And they really need this game. It's an old stadium, an old state, Brown Park. But it's got the best steak sandwiches in Australia. And there's a pub down the road called the Criterion that's got the best mixed grill I've ever tasted. And then down the road, there's another pub called the Great Western, which has got a rodeo rink in the back where you can go ride a bull. So it's the greatest town in Australia, Rockhampton. So I'm going to take the Bunnies.
All right, you got the Bunnies. So if you are going up to Rockhampton anytime soon, do what Sat said, but do it in reverse, I'd say. Try and ride the bull first before you do the pub tour. Rabbits against the Dragons there. Knights versus...
I've had a couple of four points under my belt, and I've jumped on ball there.
Why does that shock me? Knights v Raiders on Saturday evening, or sort of mid-evening, 5:30 start at Suncorp. So 11th versus 9th.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders because what they did last week was all on grit and determination. Basically, that was just about a really strong playing unit saying to the rest of the competition, yeah, we're not going anywhere yet. So I'm going to take the Raiders.
Saturday night will be a beauty, this one, the Storm v Panthers. It's a pity, mate, the Panthers aren't at full strength at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, if they win the comp this year, you won't even think about whatever this result is if Melbourne win the game, because they're going to get some really good players back at the most important part of the season, at the back end of the season, with Yao and Fisher-Harris will come back and Nathan Cleary and co. So, now, Brian Toto is a huge loss. You know, I mean, if he's gone for the rest of the year, if he has to get surgery and he's gone for the rest of the year, you know, that's a real dent in their premiership credentials. I think Melbourne win. Now, they get Finucane, they get Felice Cafusi back, Harry Grant comes back. You know, Papenhuyzen coming off the bench. You know, they're just getting stronger. You know, this season, again, has been really mapped out for Melbourne, because you've got a lot of all these Sydney clubs, Matty, who are not used to having to pack up and move away to southeast Queensland. It's a completely new landscape, and we don't know how each team handles it internally. But, you know, what Melbourne are used to, it, winning that comp last year was an amazing achievement. And this has all been set up again for them this year, because last year they did it with ease, and this year they're doing it even better.
And then the final two games for round 20, the Sunday 2 o'clock game is Bulldogs v Titans.
I think the Titans. Titans showed some resilience in defence last week, and the Bulldogs scored enough points to potentially win a game. But, I think the Titans will win it. And I think there'll be a lot of points scored, to be quite honest, because defence hasn't been great for both these sides. But the Titans at home.
And then 4 o'clock, Moreton Daly Stadium at Redcliffe, Sharks v Seagulls.
Seagulls. Yeah, Seagulls are just, you know, they're frightening the hell out of everyone in the competition at the moment.
Which is the way I like it, Sats. Good on you, mate. Enjoy day enjoy day 6 of competition. We'll be tuning in, of course, to Sports Day. You and Badge as well. And enjoy round 20 of the footy.
Beautiful. Thanks, Matty.
Scotty Sattler there with the Thursday game plan. I'll reiterate his tips for you. So he's going the Eels against the Roosters, the Tigers to beat the Warriors, Cowboys to beat the Broncos, Rabbitohs to beat Dragons, Raiders over Knights, Storm over the Panthers, the Titans to beat the Bulldogs, and the Seagulls to beat the Sharks. Time for the news.